Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ed Serna. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation.
How long?
It's not that long. It's a short survey. I'm speaking
okay.
with... Okay, thank you. And this is... your name is Edward, right?
Speaking.
Thank you. And you prefer English or Spanish? You can do it in both
English,
languages.
Please.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
definitely.
Not vote? Definitely. Thank you.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your race? Obviously Hispanic or Latino, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, what is your age, please? I got 52, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use the 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Lowering the cost for health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
Lowering prescription drugs
yes,
is a 10.
Sure. Thank you. That will definitely reducing substance abuse in our communities, 0 to 10. How important is that?
8.
Thank you. How about making college more affordable? 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. How about improving kindergarten to 12th grade education? 0 to 10.
Yes, 10.
10. Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Oh, worse.
Better, about the same, or worse?
Worse.
Worse, thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Alcohol, I'm going to read you a list. Alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, vaping, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes. You can choose up to two of them. That is having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community.
I would say meth.
Meth, okay. What else? Or do you just want to, you can only choose one if you like. You can choose up to two if you want.
I didn't hear fentanyl.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, fentanyl is here.
Yes,
okay.
Fentanyl.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree? Strongly or
yes.
Somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches. Familiar? Somewhat? Not familiar? Very
yes.
Familiar.
I'm familiar. Yes.
Very, very familiar. Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Heat not burn tobacco products.
Say it one more time.
heat, not burn tobacco products. I don't even know what that is, but I'm not familiar with that.
Heat, not burn tobacco products. Ah, chew. That's chew. I know what that is. Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with that?
Right,
now I understand
that
you're right.
It's really disgusting. You know what he did? I'll tell you. The actual tobacco, and they stick it in the gum,
okay.
and that's what all the baseball players used to do.
Right,
and
you're right.
And that's where the cancer goes. The cancer goes right there. Right. They have all these kinds of special oral cancers from chewing tobacco.
Right.
Disgusting
right.
habit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you this. Cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. What do you think is the reason why this will happen after hearing this?
I think it's education.
Education, thank you. Most people do. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come, statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Which statement do you agree with more? A or B?
I had trouble separating A and B. I'm so sorry. Could you read me A again?
Yeah, sure. A says, B says that the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. Statement A says that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a mental health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults. Okay, that's them and A or B.
I don't think I can agree with A. I don't think the federal government should get involved. I think it
okay.
should be B.
So it would be B then. The federal government cannot be enough. Okay, statement B.
Yeah.
So would that be, you agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, moving right on. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I think it's potentially just as dangerous.
Okay. So somewhat more harmful, much more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
I think it's the same.
The same, okay.
There's no same.
So, somewhat more harmful then, because much more would be more than... If it's just
somewhat bad. Less. It's somewhat less.
Somewhat less. There you go.
Somewhat
less. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 0 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. It's not cancerous. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or disagree from Hubert 10?
I'd say three.
Three, thank you. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year, it is not in the wealthy white neighborhood. Nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend that it isn't, that it's not happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live, if it could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Sure, then. Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree with it?
Federal government having doctors?
Yeah, the FDA. They must begin instructing doctors to talk to smoke about less harmful alternatives.
I think I have to completely disagree. 10. Sorry.
Zero. 10 is strongly agree. Ten is the opposite.
Yeah.
The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product application that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to its alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm also going to say three.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Thank you so much we almost done. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I really appreciate it. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, optimist education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I think harm reduction methods are good. I think the federal government has a limited role to play in that.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a nuanced answer. So
somewhat agree. Then.
I don't know.
You somewhat agree. Now strongly agree. Somewhat agree.
Would I that think somewhat.
Can I record that? Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes vapes?
No.
Heat, like we were saying before, the chew tobacco, heat not burn tobacco products? Definitely not, right? Yeah. Cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. Cigars?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Zip or chew? No.
No.
And pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Good for you. Are you married, unmarried, limited partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced? Thank you.
Yeah.
Separate, divorced. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Two. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. You live in the city, huh? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and the Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it, man. You've been a solid here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. Keep doing
Thank
it.
You.
And
Thank
I wish you well, okay?
Thank
and
you.
I wish the country well.
Thank
you. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Take care.